for the past year, Pace Latino, Salt Lake City's political action and civic engagement for Latinos in Utah, has been working to get more Latinos involved in government and running for political positions.
We have some areas that we have very strong candidates. We need to put a little more work in, and I think we're up to the challenge.
That's Pace Chair James Gonzalez. This year, 8 Latino candidates are running in both state and local races. Gonzalez says Pace has spent the past 13 months examining the state's districts in an effort to find where Latino candidates would be the most successful.
We didn't go after a specific number, but by the end of the day, we had 9 people interested in running in major party office at a state legislative, Senate, or county level, and began putting the structures together for them to have the support they needed within their party structures.
Initially, 9 Latino candidates ran for office. However, that number decreased when Ross Romero lost in the Democratic primary for county mayor. One of the remaining 8 is Josie Valdez, a candidate for Senate District 8. Valdez says Latinos are making leaps and bounds in the Salt Lake political arena, working to solve problems in the community as well as act as role models for Latino youth.
Our community, both Latino and non-Latino, see us not only as the immigrant, the illegal, the undocumented, the causer of problems, but there is going to be a much more positive image of who we are and what we bring in terms of strengthening our communities.
Valdez says Latino issues range from health care to immigration. She adds candidates are particularly concerned with the high dropout rates among Latino students.
We have so many of our Latino kids dropping out of school, not graduating from high school, not participating fully in the educational system. And in order for us to create a better future for tomorrow, education and the educational gap and the inequalities or lack of fundamental outreach to Latino students to stay in school and to graduate is really critical.
Rebecca Chavez-Hauk is the incumbent in House District 24. She says this is not only a tipping point for Latinos in politics, but also for women as well. 6 of the 8 Latino candidates running are women, which Hauk hopes will bring a number of new issues as well as a more diverse voice to the table.
There are a number of women of various backgrounds, not just Latino women, that are stepping forward to help new emerging candidates step forward and give them the advice that they need and the support that they need so that they can be successful. So I'm hoping that this is just the beginning of something, you know, that's just going to grow in years to come.
From KCBW in Salt Lake City, I'm Charlotte Duran for Utah Public Radio.